For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The battle over Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination has been bitter and personal, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told CBS's Face the Nation there has been bipartisan agreement on such things as opioid legislation and extending the FAA.
We've also done appropriations better on a bipartisan basis than any time since the 1990s. So the notion that the Senate is somehow broken over this is simply inaccurate.
Ohio Republican Governor John Kasich told CNN's State of the Union that both parties disgraced themselves in the Kavanaugh fight.
The pox on both houses for the way this was conducted, and people in the country are appalled. That's because it's like, I got to win and you got to lose. So sometimes you can have a short-term win, and the long-term, you have to wonder about the soul of our country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Florida Governor Rick Scott says Tropical Storm Michael, which is now heading for his state's Panhandle region, could become a Category 2 hurricane by the time it makes landfall in the middle of the week.
If this storm hits Panama City, Tampa could still have storm surge. You cannot hide from storm surge, so get prepared and get out if an evacuation is ordered.
Michael, now with winds of 50 miles per hour, is off Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. A masked man has committed two seemingly random murders in Chicago's Rogers Park neighborhood. 73-year-old Douglas Watts was out walking his dog when the man in a dark tracksuit shot him in the head.
The guy was such a nice guy.
He could barely walk. I mean, what kind of enemies can he have?
Just one day later, 24-year-old Aliahu Moskowitz was killed along the lakefront path just a few blocks away. He was also shot in the head. Police have posted surveillance video of the suspect, but so far no leads. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
New research says temperatures might rise if we use more wind power. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
It's seen as a clean, renewable form of energy that does not emit the gases that are blamed for global warming. But the study finds, with an increase in the use of wind-generated electricity, there would be a warming effect of its own. They say adding a significant number of wind turbines could warm the nation because of how the spinning blades disturb the layers of warm and cold air in the atmosphere. A co-author of the study says any big energy system has an environmental impact. However, the researchers do say greenhouse gas emissions are a much bigger threat globally, and they explain the warming caused by the turbines is temporary and stops when the blades aren't turning. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The national average for gasoline has increased by 4.5 cents a gallon. John Clements tells us why the increase is happening.
Concerns over the sanctions against Iran that will take effect in about a month and that OPEC has failed to act to increase production from other producers. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
The national average is up 4.5 cents per gallon in the last week and currently is holding at about $2.91 a gallon across the U.S. That's the highest tally we've seen since mid-June and comes on the heels of oil prices that remain near a four-year high at about $75 a barrel.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News,